This is the Senate Special Committee on Education. We have before us resolution, Senate CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 6. With me, Senator Huggins and myself, Stevens. We'll go ahead and begin this, a discussion of this, and hopefully be able to move it shortly. Ian, would you, let's see, we've got the CS in front of us. We've introduced the bill, haven't we? Why don't you go ahead, Tom, and tell us what the bill does, and we'll go to the CS.
I didn't mean to sit up here and...
Nope.
Yeah, no.
Please go ahead.
Everybody so quickly. Mr. Chairman, for the record, Tom Wright, staff to Speaker Harris. This bill was introduced at the request of the Association of Alaska School Boards. And I believe Mary Bristol will be online, and she can kind of fill in a lot of the blanks that I'm probably going to leave. But 2006, there was a group formed in the... It's called the Alaska Civil or Civic Learning Assessment Project. It consisted of 19 Alaskans, and they were discussing ways that civics could be improved within our K through 12 schools. The Citizens Advisory Force, created by this resolution, follows up on the work of the Civic Learning Assessment Project, and they want to focus on civics curriculum and effective professional development strategies for teachers and review existing civics content standards. Mr. Chairman, the resolution's fairly simple. It's fairly, pretty well defined. I noticed that you made some changes in your CS, and I believe you're going to have Ian discuss those changes, but from what I've seen, those changes are acceptable and improve the resolution.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Tom, any questions? Appreciate your presenting this. Ian, would you come up to the table? And Tom, maybe just hang on there if you don't mind, and we'll move through this, I think, pretty expeditiously. Ian Lang, would you put yourself on the record, please?
My name is Ian Lang, staff to Senator Gary Stevens. The CS you're looking at is one that we created for the companion bill, SCR 5, which we did review in a prior committee. The primary changes, I put a little summary there for you together, but the primary changes are changing some of the first whereases so that the task force is actually created under the legislative branch rather than supporting the creation of. When we got into, we made some changes in a CS over in the House, or I guess it was when it was originally introduced.
That's correct.
We changed it so that some of the members would be appointed by both the governor's office and the legislature. And to do that, we needed to pay for some of the travel and per diem reimbursement. So we had to actually create the task force rather than support the creation of the task force. And most of those changes are just technical to facilitate that. There was an additional member added at the request of Senator Davis to have one member appointed by the Commissioner of the Department of Education and Early Development. And we changed the reporting date that the task force would report back to both the department and the legislature to occur within the first 30 days of the upcoming legislative session rather than January 1st next year, since we realized that would make them that just wasn't realistic. and that is it. I guess we also limited the reimbursement for travel and per diem to the six members, which are directly appointed by the legislature and the governor. The additional fiscal note in your packet reflects the travel for the member appointed by the Department of Education Early Development, which will be picked up by them.
Mr. Chairman, on that note, too, very quickly, speaking with Carl Rose, they do have some leftover funds from the grant they received to begin this process, and they would probably use some of those funds to assist you know, with some of the travel and whatnot, so it's not going to be all, all the costs aren't going to be all legislative.
Right, right. So just to make it clear, now, how many members will there now be on if we pass this CS? There will be how many members, and who will they be?
Well, the way that we had worded it here, for the purposes of the fiscal note, there will be 6 primary members. Those are the appointed members. There will be a number of other members appointed by the task force coordinators. Mary Bristol could probably speak to that, who she would intend to recommend for that. But those, I imagine, will probably be around the Anchorage area and won't have a need for the travel reimbursement.
Okay, well, thank you, Tom. Thank you, Ian. Any questions? All right, let's go online and see if Mary Bristol, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, Mary. Please put yourself on record if you would.
I'm happy to. I'm Mary Bristol, and I'm calling in to represent the Alaska Civic Learning Assessment Project. I'm from Anchorage, Alaska.
Thank you, Mary. Please go ahead with your testimony.
I'm calling to speak in favor of this CS5, and I'm speaking with over 30 years' experience as a social studies teacher and curriculum specialist. In 1995, I co-chaired the committee that wrote the Alaska Standards for Civics and Government. I'm an advocate for quality civic education. The Alaska Civic Learning Assessment Project conducted research to determine the current state of K-12 civic learning in Alaska. We found that while most Alaska students are exposed to civics in school, the lack of civic knowledge is widespread. There are many examples of excellence throughout the state, and we want to be sure that we hold them up. But overall, there is a need for improvement. We support the idea of acknowledging this excellence while providing resources for improvement throughout the state. Creating the Citizens Advisory Task Force to review civic ed standards, to recommend civics curricula, and propose effective professional development strategies based on best practices will help improve civic education in Alaska. We feel it's something we need to do, and if we don't improve civic knowledge in our young people, we risk a great deal. I want to thank you, and I'm open for any questions if you have them about the Civic Learning Assessment Project.
Well, thank you very much, Mary. I appreciate your being here with us this morning, and I should say that we were all taking the tests in the back on understanding civics in Alaska. Not all of us did as well as we thought we should have, but clearly there's a need. Well, thank you, Mary. So you're happy with this CS we have in front of us, and,
yes,
and with the bill itself, with the
we will be able to access some additional funding, some grant funding that will help pay for costs for the additional citizen members.
Well, thank you, Mary. Senator Harkins.
Yeah, Mary Charlie Huggins here. I mean, I'm fully supportive of the concept what we're doing. My experience, however, once we get a package together and say this is our findings and this is what we recommend, if you go to school districts, you get a lot of pushback. What's the marketing strategy in your mind?
We have several ideas, and one of them, of course, is that we're doing this with the support of the Association of the Alaska School Boards, so that's going to give us some support from governing bodies. But there also is a network of teachers that we've been developing for a while, and so it's kind of a twofold thing. Providing what teachers say they need, and also helping to put in place some policies that will help support this. So I think that we have the networks available to do a really good job of this, and of raising the awareness and providing, you know, perhaps a website that has all of these resources on it where teachers can access some good curriculum that they'll be able to know about what professional development opportunities there are. I think all of that will really help quite a bit.
Okay.
I guess I would also like to say I don't see support for mandates. I think we already have in most of our school districts civic education courses, but what we need to do is to help make those courses stronger and better, and maybe some ways of adding things into the elementary grades when they're doing literacy training and so on, where it could have a civic education theme.
Well, thank you very much, Mary. Good morning. Senator Davis, any questions of Mary Bristol?
No, I don't have it.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you all for being here. We've got a CS in front of us. Can I have a motion to...
I move to adopt the Senate CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 6.
Thank you.
Version Echo.
Thank you. Any objections to that? Basically, what that change does, again, is to moving it from supporting the creation of this task force to establishing as an additional task force member, changes the date of reporting it back, and limits per diem. Okay. Any further comments or questions anybody has? We'll do this pretty expeditiously, I think. I'd have a motion then for the...
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move that CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 6 with attached physical notes as amended with individual comments be forwarded from committee.
Thank you very much. Any objection to that? Any comments anybody cares to make? Thank you all for being here. Thank you all for being involved in this committee.